deals and more, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, R&T Locksmith, and Town and Country Supermarket. These local businesses are ready to help with the best products and services in your area. Start local and see how they can make your life easier today.
Missouri Ozarks Community Health, continuing to serve your health care needs since 1997, providing high-quality health care services accessible to everyone, with six clinics within Douglas, Ozark, Texas, and Wright counties, and ready to care for you and your family. Missouri Ozarks Community Health, proud to be a sponsor of local sports.
Class 3 District 9 basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Missouri Ozarks Community Health, Simmons Bank, Town and Country Supermarket, Town and Country Bank, Bryn Fitness and Performance, and People's Community Bank. It's Class 3 District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
And very good. Thursday night, district basketball, Class 3, District 9 at Kabul. I'm Gary Lee, and alongside, we got a special treat. Coach Brent Colley is going to help me out here with the Liberty Licking broadcast. And this is, of course, you know, semifinals. It's just great. For one, you know, you see a bigger crowd. It seems like the last few years our crowds have kind of gotten a little smaller across the board, and you know, these boys, I tell you, man, when it's full and it's loud, the kids dig it, and they'll give you even more. The Licking Wildcats come into this contest 14-11. They got here by defeating the Houston Tigers 62-49, and they're going to keep the same five on the floor that they started with on Tuesday night. Carson Walker scored 54 points in the Liberty shootout, set a gym record. Jeff Sullins will see Benton Cornley, also Conway Eddy, and Jason Ingram for Liberty. Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. Liberty comes into the contest 24-2 on the year. They are the one seed in the tournament. They got a first-round bye, as did the Willow Springs Bears, who will be playing right after this right here on the Fox 96.9. But, you know, Coach, have you got to see much of either one of these teams this year?
Well, of course, I've seen Liberty play. I saw a heck of a ball game at Willow Springs, and I have not seen Licking play yet, but I didn't remember reading that about that kid scoring 54 points. So I would assume that he'll have the attention of Coach Harrell and the Eagles.
Yeah, he had 6 threes Tuesday night against Houston. He hurt his knee early in the year during summer shootouts, and you know, just missed the whole season. You just hate that for anybody. So right off the bat.
Well, that's something I don't know if they call it. I think it is, Gary. I see teams do it all the time on the jump ball. They hit the ball on the way up, and I think that's what they barely got out of the official's hand, and it was a violation on Licking.
Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon takes it to the wing, looks to drive in, has it knocked away, kicks it out to Parker. Parker drives into the paint at the elbow, the leaner off the glass, up no good. Cornley pulls it down. Cornley will feed it off to Walker. Walker works the sideline, brings it to the middle of the floor behind the volleyball line. Kicks it over to Ingram. Ingram looks inside, finds Eddy. Eddy back to Ingram. Shot fake. Drives in, leans, blocked, out of bounds by Drayton Wells. It'll be Licking basketball. Carson Walker will toss it in on the baseline. Looking out top, and he finds Curley. Curley gets a double team. Now he'll flip it to Ingram. Ingram goes to Eddy. Eddy kicks it into the corner. Here's a three. Boom. Count it. Carson Walker. Good ball movement.
Inside, outside. That's what you got to do against the zone.
Alex Toon out top. Picked up by Sullins. Pulls up. Top of the key for three. That's going to be short. And it'll be Licking basketball.
Well, that didn't catch any rim, but I think I've seen him play enough. I mean, good shooters, that won't bother him one bit. He'll come right back on the next one.
Oh, yeah. He's already forgot about it. Curley out top. Works it back to Ingram. Ingram looks to toss it back to him. Brings it off to Walker. Walker's going to put it on the floor. step back, picks the dribble up, gets it to Eddie. Eddie, back out, Walker now, staying with Walker is Alex Toon. Sullins catches, brings it back over, out top, they go into Addy, cutting on the baseline, Ingram, they'll feed it to Curley. Curley with the drive. Fadeaway goes up, no good, tipped around, and controlled by Liberty. Wells with the rebound.
Good defense there by Liberty. That was a tough follow-up jump shot he took. Contested.
Parker Toon at the wing, guarded by Curley. Parker's going to put it on the floor, drives. Front of the rim, it rolls out. Loose basketball, and it'll be run down by Liberty. Ellett picks it up, gives it to Parker. Parker back to Ellett, and he travels.
Yeah, it looked like on the drive there with Parker, they really overplayed his left hand, and he went ahead and went right, got it all the way to the rim, just missed an easy layup.
This pool has always seemed like they got really stiff rims. I mean, compared to a lot of the other gyms.
Yeah, you like to have that loose rim and bang around a little bit.
You betcha. I think that may be a Joel Easter drive. There's a kick out. Three more off the front of the rim. No good. It's going to be run down by Sullins. Sullins to Curley. Kicks it back out to Walker. Another 3 foot up. No good. Goes right back to the shooter, Walker. Walker will give it over to Ingram. Ingram to Sullins. Back to Walker. High post. Addy. Now he's going to put it on the floor. Takes it in. Kicks it out to Curley. Curley now with the drive. Gets it to the free throw line. Tosses it back out. Curley catches. Sullins picked up by Ellett. It's by Ellett. Goes up for the shot. No good. Loose ball. And it'll be picked up by Carter Ellett. Carter's going to go all the way down the floor. Shoot. Rolls out. No good. He'll shoot two.
Yeah. Wiggy's going to be happy with that last position. Granted, they attempted last chip they had. That was actually 5 shots at the basket down there that they had and didn't convert. So if you're Wiggy, you've got to keep doing that. Of course, Liberty needs to do a better job of blocking out. They can't give up that many shots every time down the floor.
Yeah, you got to. Liberty needs to kind of lean a little bit on that size. Ellett's first free throw's good. 3-1 now. Carson Walker hit the 3 for the Wildcats. Carter Ellett could cut it to 1 with 5:14 to go in the first, and he makes them both. Well, this time of year, games, they're a little longer. Each possession means a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, it could be your last one. It makes a lot more pressure on it.
Ingram at the elbow, out to Addy. Addy brings it out to Curley. Curley for a 3, back of the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound, outlet to Parker Toon. Parker's going to take it all the way in, up for 2.
He made that look easy, going to the rim.
Left-handed, south ball. Kind of a little bit of an, is it an advantage to have a couple south balls?
Oh, I think anytime you've got a left-hander, I think it's a lot tougher to guard.
And Walker getting D'd up, kicks it out, and then into the corner. Wells blocks the 3. Now we've got a whistle, reach in. Against Liberty. Paxton Hunter will pick up the foul. That's his first.
It looked like that shot was about 4 foot out of his hand. Whoa, Wells blocked it.
Licking will toss it in. Carson Walker on the baseline. Bounces it to Ingram, and it's blocked again. Liberty with the long pass. Alex Toon with the one-hand floater is good.
Good shot.
6-3, Liberty, 4:17 to go.
Wells has presented a problem inside for Licking. I guess Licking, of course, with that's about his third or fourth block shot.
He's just, his size, it just kind of changes things, you know.
Well, he seems to be good about not taking the first fake. He stays on the floor until they leave the floor.
Ingram catches, gets the baseline, drives, another block shot, picks it up himself, foul on the floor, and that's going to be on Parker Toon. Liberty in the white and Licking wearing the black.
I think he called that on Ellett.
Was it? Yeah, it was. I thought it was Parker.
Well, and I thought it was on Wells. So there you go. We got one of the 3.
Yeah, one of the 3. Ingram misses the first one. Jason will get another crack at it. I think Jason is, I think he's a senior, I believe.
sophomore.
Sophomore. Oh, misses the second one. Misses them both. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Paxton will get it off to Alex. Alex Toon picked up by Jet Sullins. Behind the volleyball line. Hands it off to Parker. Parker goes up, shoots, and gets hit with the charge. That was it. Curley did a really good job staying with him and denying that lane.
Yeah, and Ricking is playing man-to-man, so,
yeah.
You know, Liberty's so talented offensively. They're tough to guard and not get yourself in foul trouble.
Lane Altermat checks in for Parker Toon. Curley catches at the wing. They go to Addy. Addy at the elbow. Puts it on the floor and kicks it back out to Curley. Curley back to Addy, but it's taken away by Paxton Hunter. Hunter has it knocked away from behind. Nobody cries wolf. Curley picks it up. Addy's going to take it to the rim, but he loses the dribble out of bounds.
Well, I think he lost the dribble, Gary, because he looked up and big number 40 was standing there saying, bringing another one in here, and I'll send it out.
Alex Toon starts the offense for Liberty. Sullins will meet him at the volleyball line. Ellett gets the handoff, looks for a lane, tosses it to Wells. Wells from the free throw line hits the jumper. He really likes that shot.
He's pretty good, about 15, 16 foot, isn't he?
Yeah, he really likes that, and then he can kind of put it on the floor and go to the rim. Drive it in, reverse layup, up no good. Put back by Eddie, no good. Here comes Altermat. Altermat to Carter Ellis for two.
Licking probably ought to have a timeout.
Well, Liberty would like to play a little faster. Licking slowed it down early. Liberty kind of picked up the pace a little bit. Off to Curley. Curley's going to take it in, kicks it out. Ingram for a three, goes up, no good. Ellett with the rebound, outlet. Alex Toon. Alex Toon into the corner. Paxton Hunter. Paxton with the spin, up and in, and the bucket.
Okay, when he puts the ball on the floor, he's hard to guard. That is hard to guard.
Well, he's been a great addition, you know, moving into Liberty and big body, you know, 6'4", and just
athletic,
yes. You know, and just a thicker body. We've got 2:09 to go, 12-3 Liberty. We'll take 30 seconds, come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Park City.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
All right, welcome back. Paxton Hunter for the old-fashioned three. And I'm just going to say, for the record, I despise the five fouls. Now, per quarter, and you're shooting three.
I agree with you completely.
Misses the old-fashioned three.
Taking away the 1-1. Yes, I guarantee that. I agree with you 100%.
Out top, Walker. Walker to Addy. Addy finds a lane, goes up, shot fake. Oh, doesn't work. Picked up, though, the ball by Curley. Curley to Sullins. Out to Walker. Three more. Off the rim, no good. Foot race. Out of bounds, and it will go to Liberty. Good hustle by Jason Ingram.
Well, good hustle. Looks like to me he could be a high jumper. He jumped completely over the Liberty bench, over the players and the chairs and everything, and ended up in the first row of the bleachers.
Alex Toon. Start the offense. Double screen out top. Alex comes off of it. Kicks it to Altermat. Boom. Blaine makes his present known early. 15-3 Liberty. Walker to Addy. Addy dribbles it. Kicks it back out. Ingram for three. That's no good. Altermat with the rebound. Oh, and he turns it over, trying to get it to Carter. And it's a loose ball. Licking gives it right back. Altermat picks the dribble up, needs some help. And a timeout. Good call by Coach Harrell. 103 to go. We'll keep it here during the timeout because I want to tell you a big thank you to our Licking supporters, Town and Country Bank, Friends Fitness, also Town and Country Supermarkets. We appreciate their support. But, yeah, they changed that. And it, you coached for years, you know. I mean, that takes away a lot of the game, you know, the differences that 1-1 has made.
Oh, just think about over the years, you know, in big ball games in the second half, you know, when they're shooting 1-1 instead of two shots,
yeah.
The difference in the pressure is unbelievable. Yeah, there's just, I think that's of course, they say you're old-fashioned, I guess, when you say that. But
well,
the one thing I've seen about it, the Gary, seems like that a lot of times you get in the quarters and you've got a lot of fouls to give. And I would think some coaches would start subbing people in, you know, at the end of a quarter and just foul on purpose to
get that foul count up.
Yeah, that was, yep.
Yep, Liberty inbounds to Wells. Wells, though, steps across the timeline.
Well, that wasn't a good place to be throwing him the ball either, especially as tall as he is, I guess.
Carson Walker to Ingram. Curley picked up by Ellett. Gets it to Addy. Addy at the free throw line. Back to Curley. And Curley will hand it off to Walker. Walker, Ingram, and ooh, almost a loose ball. Addy gets it back out now to Ingram. Liberty playing a 2-3 matchup. Oh, Curley gets the lane and able to kiss one off the glass.
Well, that's the first one they've got to the rim, Gary, against Wells inside. And that's their first bucket since hitting the three to start the game.
15-5, 23 seconds to go, and another Liberty turnover.
That was a 15-0 run until he made that layup.
Alex Toon comes out. Cooper Holden comes in.
I feel like right here would be a chance where you could foul if you could shove people in.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd wait until they wanted to start to the basket.
Walker out top. They're going to hold it 10 seconds. Now he's going to make his move. Walker with the drive. Kicks it to Addy. Addy walks. 5.9 seconds to go. Liberty will have a chance.
And definitely right here. See, this would be a great time to use your fouls. Put somebody in and let them foul.
Cooper,
you get a shot off.
Cooper Holden takes it, gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter throws one up at the buzzer. Didn't catch it clean. And we'll go to the second with Liberty leading Licking. 15-5. Back in 60. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
It's Class 3, District 9 Basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
15-5 Liberty as we head to the second. And it'll be Ultramat, Holden, Hunter, Wells, and Ellis on the floor for Liberty. Both Toons catching a breather on the bench. Looks like they're about to check in first stop. Ingram at the elbow. Jumper's good. I say it all the time. If high schoolers will take those jump shots, those 10, 12-foot, and they'll be a star.
Right.
Ellis to Wells from the elbow.
Good.
Yeah, I mean, he really – well, teams leave him alone out there.
Yeah, well, you'd think if they scout him enough, you'd know better to do that, you know.
Sullins, Curley, high post. That's going to be a foul on Wells.
Yeah. Well, you know, Licking's problem is when they throw it inside, they can't do anything with it because of Wells. And so it's just really an outside game. They can penetrate and maybe get some shots, but that's their difficulty there against Liberty's Wells inside.
Looks like, too, maybe they might try to attack the base, run the baseline a little more and get somebody, you know, open, cut into the basket. Curley with the ball, gets it to Sullins. Sullins double dribble.
Yep. That's one of those unforced errors right there. Nobody near him when he did that.
That's the kind that drives the coach crazy.
Well, they're not quite as bad as the ones you make where you pass it and they get a layup at the other end because you didn't have a chance to play defense. At least Licky's got a chance to play defense on this one. They're all worse turnovers.
I've got a Rob Brown story. He played for you, and he told me one of the funniest things, and I'll share that with you. Parker Toon with the drive, feeds it to Wells. Wells leans in and gets two more.
Nice step through move, though, by Wells. I just think right now he's the difference in the game at both ends.
19-7, Liberty, 6:45 to go. Curley going to drive in, bounces it to Walker. Walker looks for the drive, takes it under the rim to the other side, and will reset. Liberty shifted and had Parker on Walker. Ingram. Addy goes up and gets a couple.
Got my Wells on that one.
Stay with it, you know. Eventually, it'll happen. Here's a drive by Alex Toon. He's fouled on his way to the rim before the shot. But Rob said, I can't remember who you were playing, but he said you had called timeout, and if he scored another point, whoever was guarding him was going to come to the bench.
Well, I think there's a little variation. I'll tell you what it was here just a minute.
Okay, Parker Toon with the basketball. He turns it over. Curley strips it, makes the long pass to Sullins. Sullins kicks it out to Addy. Addy gets it to Ingram. Ingram goes up, and I think Cooper Holden will get hit with the foul. All right, so now what's your
saying? Well, what we used to do a lot, Gary, is we always tried to deny inbounds passes, okay? And so what I would tell them was when the other team was throwing the ball in on the I said, who's coming out? And what that meant was if your man catches the ball on the inbounds pass, you're coming out of the game. Your man better not catch it, okay? So, and they couldn't even say it. They tried to use an excuse they got screened or anything. Too bad. That's just the rule. If your man catches the ball inbounds, when the buzzer goes off, you're coming out.
You're coming out.
And amazing how hard it is for teams to get the ball in bounds sometimes like that.
Second free throw by Ingram, no good. Wells gets the rebound. Wells finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes back up off the glass, too strong. Curley gets the rebound. 19-10, Liberty. Benton Curley to Carson Walker. Yeah, Carson scored 54 points in the Liberty shootout.
Who's
against
that again?
Alton.
Really?
Yeah. Curley out top working against Alex Toon. One-hand floater up and in. Alex Toon brings it down the floor. 19-12. Liberty. Double screen set out top. Altermat catches. Altermat to Wells. Off the rim, no good from the elbow. Curley with the rebound to Walker. Walker looks inside to Ingram, back outside to Curley. Now off to Walker for three more. Oh, yeah. Count it.
That was almost the volleyball line three there.
That was a Terrell Gaines three. 19-15, two possession ball game. Alex Toon. He's going to pull up for a deep three. That's off the mark. No good. One and done. Licking can cut it to one or a single possession. Block. Oh, we're going to get a foul. That's going to be two on Wells.
Yeah, and I think the Liberty fans and probably most of you thought that was a pretty good block, Gary.
Shooting two. Jason Ingram hit his third trip to the free throw line. Two fouls on Drayton Wells. First one's no good. And Carter Ellis will check in for Drayton Wells. Players hate that. Nah, come on, I got 2,000. There's 4 minutes. I'll be okay. I'll be all right.
Yeah. Well, when you've got the lead with 4.5 minutes to go and playing pretty good, this, of course, Licking's kind of turned it on here the last few minutes.
Second one.
A lot more interesting.
Ingram misses them both. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker to Alex. Alex back out to Parker. Top of the key. Guarded by Ingram. In move, front of the rim, good, and the foul.
Yeah. He gets to the rim pretty good and makes pivots and got body fouled on that. He's strong enough, he's going to make that a lot of times.
And Parker will be going to school, extending his sports career.
Yes.
Drake.
I saw the yes. Wide receivers, that right?
Yes, yep.
Division I football, that's pretty impressive.
The old-fashioned three is good. 22-15, 4:20 to go in the half. Carson Walker again.
Little different looking zone out there when you got Allen playing the points.
Yeah. Three put up, no good. Rebound Parker Toon. Parker's fouled by Ingram. Well, you just, there's good fouls.
Yes.
And then there's fouls.
And then there's that foul. It was not a good one.
Yeah, when you're fouling, 80 feet from the rim.
Reaching around behind,
Parker at the wing, kicks it off to Ellett. Ellett, finds a nice lane, gets the layup.
Frank Lickinson thought they were going to switch that, and they just left him wide open for a layup.
24-15 now, Liberty. Carson Walker, guarded by Ellett. Skips it inside. Nice ball movement by the Wildcats. Eddie gets two.
That was a nice ball movement by Licking, yes. Gets the inside layup.
Alex Toon with the basketball. 24-17, Liberty. Hands it to Parker. He walks.
Took off before he dribbles. Charles kind of changed. Well, last time down, he had Ellett out playing out there, kind of half court trap, but now he's moved him back inside and turned back to the point.
They kind of fell into like a 1-3-1.
Yeah.
Walker trapped into the corner now, able to get it off to Ingram. Ingram delivers it out top to Curley. Curley behind the volleyball line. Check it into the ball game. Logan Buckner, 25 now. He moves out top. And Parker gets the foul, bodying him up.
He bodied him all the way in.
That's his second. Just under 3 minutes to go, 24-17. Team foul number 4, so Licking will be shooting from here on out. Buckner gets it, and there's a turnover by Licking. Now, I didn't see that.
I didn't either. He called it the old palming the ball call is what he signal that he made, but I didn't see it either, Gary.
Carter Ellett will toss it in on the sideline. Alex Toon with 2:52 to go. Eagles with the lead, 24-17. Carter Ellett feeds it inside to Parker Toon. Parker leans, shoots, and scores two more. Parker's really a strong kid.
He gets it down low like that. He's tough to handle. And then left-handed next to it makes it even worse.
Walker to Addy. Addy kicks it back outside. Buckner back to Addy. Addy with the dribble gets it to the corner. And, that's a foul on Cooper Olden. At his deck.
Yeah, he left the floor and paid for it. I think they're shooting, aren't they?
Yeah, they should be shooting two. And that's Carson Walker. He's got 6 points, hit a three in the first, and hit a three in the second.
They're not doing very well from the line. Well, you got them 1-for-6?
Yeah. And that's, I mentioned it earlier. We talked about it. First one's good. This is everything's heightened. Free throws, man, you gotta make them. You got to knock them down.
District's always got that extra pressure to it. It's just a different game. And like you said earlier, it's usually fewer possessions. And every possession, there's more on it.
Second one missed. Rebound taken by Parker. Parker gets it to Alex. Carter for three. Hits the rim. No good. Curley with the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Ingram. Ingram looked inside. Now he splits two defenders. Reverse layup, no good. Carter Ellis with the rebound. Carter to Alex. Alex at the wing will pull it out top to Parker. Parker for three. Hits the front of the rim, no good. And Carson Walker pulls it down. 26-18, Walker kicks it into the corner. Curley for three. Count it. The great equalizer, the three ball. Starter and Long Son. Got popcorn. Oh, they didn't bring us any. Parker Toon. Alex Toon. Back to Parker. Oh, Parker. Front of the rim. Can't get it to go. Foul on the floor. Oh. Liberty will shoot two.
Yeah, I thought that was a no-call. He was trying to draw the charge. It looked like to me he fell down before there was any contact. But
1:18 to go, 26-21. Liberty, Parker Toon shooting two. First one's good. Sullins will come back in. Sullins checks in for Ingram. And that's three on Jason Ingram. Second free throw by Parker, no good. Addy gets the rebound, outlet to Walker. And Parker Toon picks up his third.
Yeah. Well, Liberty went into the half-court trap there again, and he was playing the point, and that's tough for the Eagles. I'm sure he's going to come out.
Well, Carson Walker is one of the, he's top three point guards in our area for this is probably my eighth or ninth game I've done for Licking, and he's just really a solid point guard. First free throw's good. You know, it's a nice weapon to have when you don't have to worry about a press so much because you got
guards. That's where it's at. If you don't have guards, you're going to be miserable probably.
First one is good. 27-22 now, Liberty. Second one is good as well. Alex Toon with the basketball. We're sneaking up on 1 minute to go in the half. 27-23, Liberty. Ellett catches. Gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes up, put in for two.
Well, good, Coach Harrell, credit for that. That was a signal play. They just turned off the side and posted him up inside. The whole play was make sure you got it to him in there.
Curley, top of the key, three more. Goes up, no good. And a foul, that's going to be against Licking. That may be Addy.
25. So.
Nope, that's Buckner.
Put hands in the back there and got a shove. I don't think he needed to. I think it's going to be a long rebound.
29, 23, 42 seconds, and Paxton Hunter will shoot two. His second trip to the free throw line. He had a chance for an old-fashioned three. Didn't cash it in. 29-23. Winner will get the winner of Willow Springs Fair. That ought to be a dandy one. First one's good.
Well, if anything like the one they played close 2 weeks ago, it'll be a dandy. For sure, talking to Mike Crash, they're going for their, what was it, their 14th straight, 13th or 14th straight district championship?
They had beat Liberty 22 in a row.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, and Liberty, then Liberty beat them a week ago tonight at Thayer. 22 times, last coach to beat them was Rob Brown. Sullins for the Wildcat gets it to Walker. Walker splits a couple of defenders, gets it to the baseline, gets it to Addy. Addy goes up, it won't fall, rebound, Cooper Holden. And Thompson is checked in. Brian Thompson for Liberty. Alex Toon's going to drive, and a whistle on the drive. He'll shoot two. Brian Thompson, John Thompson, you remember John. He would have played with, like, Ryan Chowning and Orchard. And
right.
First free throw for Alex Toon is good.
That was second.
Second foul on Sullins.
lane violation.
On
Liberty.
Oh, I didn't see it.
I think Coach Earl was giving some kind of instructions, and I think that
he stepped out.
Yeah.
32-23, 9 seconds to go. Walker, step back.
Oh.
Lane shoots, no good. 3 seconds to go. Ellett throws one up at the buzzer, no good.
The Eagles got away with one on there, Gary.
Yes, they did.
On the three-point shot. He leaned in and drew contact there, you can call it.
32-23, Liberty with the lead and going through the scoring for Licking. 9 points for Carson Walker, 4 points for Conway Addy, 7 for Benton Corley, and then 3 for Jason Ingram. Jason Ingram's got 3 fouls. Jeff Sullivan's got 2. For Liberty, 8 points for Parker Toon, 3 points for Alex Toon, 6 points for Carter Ellett, 6 points for Paxton Hunter, Wayne Altermat with 3, and Drayton Wells with 6. Turnovers, 5 apiece. I mean, you can live with that, can't you?
Should, yes.
Really, you know, kind of the difference, you touched on it, the first half, the difference, Drayton Wells, his size, on the defensive side, but, you know, missed opportunities, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, missed free throws,
yeah.
You know, you make 4 of those.
Right, and when you're the fourth seed and you're playing somebody like Liberty that's, 24-2?
Yeah.
Whatever they are, 24-2. I mean, you have to have things go right, obviously, if you're going to have a chance to beat somebody. And that's seated first like this. But you're going to have to, one of the things you're going to have to do is make free throws. If you can't make free throws, but you got to rebound. And I think they've done a good job rebounding against Liberty. But I just felt like, especially the first quarter and the first part of the game, Wells just made a big difference inside on defense. They just could not get the ball to the rim. And then when they did maybe have an opening, they had one eye on the rim and one eye on Wells, And so it didn't show up in the box score, but he was making a difference, just his presence out there in the middle of that zone when they tried to take the ball to the basket.
Well, you know, it's a game of adjustments, for Liberty, something we didn't see in the first half, Liberty ran no high-lows. And that's their bread and butter. They, they'll either Paxton is up high, Drayton's down low, or they'll switch it. Sometimes they'll sneak Paxton out and put Parker, but Liberty really likes that high and low, and they'll run it from different angles.
Right.
But if you're Licking, I think, you got it to 9, it's single digits. You got to feel pretty good, make a few free throws, clean up turnovers, and maybe just, when they've shown patience and they get Liberty out of that scramble defense, they've been making that extra pass and getting some good looks.
But they have got some good 3 looks. And I think, if I'm Liberty, I think when they're throwing the ball inside, and a lot of times you see Wells this way when they're throwing it in, he's not anywhere near. When they throw it into the high post, Licking, Wells backs way off. He just dared him to shoot the ball out there. And they don't even look to shoot it there. They're looking to pass it from there, which is always good to high-low or inside out. You want to do that. But I think that gets Liberty spread out a little bit more, and they're able to cover up the three-point shooters a little bit better because Wells standing inside. I think Licking needs to do a better job. A lot of times they drove the ball to the basket, and they had him down there, and they didn't use the rim for protection. I thought they could have shot some reverse layups. Instead of going on the strong side where he's at, they could have rushed to the other side and used the rim for some protection, I think, on a few times might have helped them. I just think that, like I said, Wells made the difference. Liberty or Licking, they're going to have to shoot a better percentage from 3 if they're going to have a chance to win this game.
Yeah.
I think but that's just it. They're going to have to get hot from the 3-point line.
And they're well capable of it. 32-23. We're back with the second half. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9
The Fox. This is a Fox News alert. I'm John Saucier. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton testifying before the House Oversight Committee today in a closed-door deposition in Chappaqua, New York. answering lawmakers' questions about her and her husband's alleged connections to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I don't know how many times I had to say I did not know Jeffrey Epstein. I never went to his island. I never went to his homes. I never went to his offices. So it's on the record numerous times.
Committee Chair James Comer tells the reporters this meeting was productive.
I think we learned a lot. There were a lot of questions that we asked that we, you know, weren't satisfied with the answers that we got, but we will continue to move forward.
Tomorrow, former President Bill Clinton will be deposed. Oversight Committee ranking member Robert Garcia, opposing lawmakers calling President Trump to be deposed. America's listening to Fox News.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it.
Hey y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
For delicious meals, you could go out to eat, or spend hours in the kitchen, or you could just make a Marie Callender's meal. Yeah, you heard me. Marie Callender's classic chicken parmigiana bowl is delicious, with scratch-made marinara sauce, creamy mozzarella cheese, and no preservatives. It's high in protein, with 30 grams per serving. Marie Callender's, what having it all tastes like.
Friend Fitness and Performance, located in Licking, is a 24-hour Key Fob accessible fitness center. Friend Fitness, with a certified trainer on staff, is a clean, affordable gym where you can reach your fitness goals. Stop in Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 1 to 5, to discuss all of their options. You can contact them by texting or calling 417-331-9050, even message them on Facebook. Friend Fitness and Performance is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
Welcome to the Ozarks the past few years, where we go frequently from drought to potentially flooding weather, and that's going to be happening again, it looks like. Dan in the Weather Center, tonight's low 35, next couple of days high temps in the 70s with low temps in the lower 40s. Past that, things are going to cool off and most of our highs are going to be in the 50s and lower 60s next week, with rain chances starting on Sunday and not ending until next weekend. Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
The mission of People's Community Bank is to be the preferred independent community bank which meets and exceeds the expectations of their customers and communities by providing excellent customer service, products, and value while maximizing shareholder return, along with maintaining the well-being and satisfaction of their employees. People's Community Bank offers online banking, mobile banking, and now e-statements. Visit them on Main Street in Kabul.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor. Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
It's Class 3, District 9 Basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half. I'm Gary Lee alongside Coach Brent. Good first half, and we'll see how the second half goes. It's a game of adjustments, and teams are going to go on runs. You know, I mean, you know Licking's got some runs in them. Liberty's going to have some runs in them. Liberty gets the ball to start the second half.
Right. I wouldn't expect defense, but I'd say they're both probably going to stick to what they've been done.
Yeah. Licking playing man-to-man. Liberty, both teams come out with their starting five. Parker to Alex. Alex back to Parker. Parker for three. Shoots no good. Ellett with the rebound and the putback.
But offensive rebounds, awful important. He got guys going to the boards, and that's what Ellett. He was standing outside. The minute the ball went up, he headed for the boards.
You know, rebounding, it's almost, you got to have a intuition, you know, almost.
Intuition, and it's a lot of mental, too. Just go do it.
Go
to the boards. Don't stand and watch. We excuse our players when they go, because they're out there taking pictures. Get on there and go to the basket, rebound.
Sullins to Curley. Curley backs up behind the volleyball line, working against Parker. Curley drives high off the glass, up and in. That's something that Licking will probably take advantage of. Parker Toon playing with
right.
three fouls.
And
go at him.
Exactly. Good call by there, because that's exactly how Parker played it. He wasn't going to pick up his fourth.
Alex Toon works it across the timeline. He's going to drive in. He's fouled.
That's
on Sullins.
That's his third, I think. And that foul wasn't, I don't know. You don't reach around a guy with two fouls like that. They're going to call that most of the time.
It's kind of like, you know, the way you talk about the 3 second turnover, Liberty. And Liberty takes it right back. Toon at the wing for three is good. Alex hits it. You know, that's the way we're talking about changes the shot clock. And you know, the one thing, and this helps Liberty. You got a 6'8 kid, this helps. Offensively, loose ball, out of bounds, stays with Licking. We're not, you know, all the games I've done this year, I've had 1 3-second violation.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's in the rule book. It says, be in the lane 3 seconds, you got to get out. And they don't call it like they should. Any team that's got somebody strong inside, they let them stand, and that's an advantage.
Licking tosses it in on the baseline. Addy catches. Addy turns it over. Parker Toon with another steal, and he's going to be fouled at half court.
Well,
that's four on Sullins.
Right, and that foul wasn't as bad as you start. I mean, that's what you got to think when you got to come out and say, "Well, that was my fourth. Well, it was your third one there that really hurt, because that one there was more of a hustle foul than the one before."
Alex Toon catches the inbound toss, kicks, and.
Reset the shot clock.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of people are talking about that, and I don't, I just look at it as who's going to pay for it. Inside, Parker goes up. He's fouled by Curley and will shoot two. You know, I mean, whether you're a person is for it or against it, the question that has to be asked, and I think it is a legitimate question, who's going to train the people? How are you going to pay for them? You know, because here's the thing, you know, like we look right here, you're going to have a bigger area.
More stable, yeah.
And all that's going to cost money. Attendance at our sporting events are down, so the gate is down. Who's going to pay for the – I mean, there's just that's a big expense.
Well, they just – one of the arguments that I know what I hear, well, everybody else has done it. All the other states have done it, because I don't know how many there are, but evidently quite a few.
Out top for the Licking Wildcats, Walker. Walker will give it up to Blankenship, who comes in for Sullen. Ingram catches.
Oh, look at there. Yep.
There it is. 3 seconds. There it is.
Yep. Maybe that one's hard. That's hard to ignore when a guy has the ball standing in the middle of the lane that you've got to call 3 seconds, I guess, right, Gary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turnover, Liberty brings it down the floor, 38-25. Alex Toon finds the lane, goes up, strips to the basketball, out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Blankenship, I think, either Blankenship or Addy, got just a piece of it. Carter Ellett will inbound. Carter tosses it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter goes up for two more. He's really tough inside.
Well, you get it down that low, he's going to score.
Walker to Curley. Curley
way
for
up.
Three. Oh! Benton Curley now with 12 points in his second three. 40-28. 5:18 to go in the third. Alex Stone, he's going to pull up from the volleyball line. That hits the rim, no good. Paxton Hunter goes up. No good, hits the hardwood. He'll shoot two from the line.
Well, Paxton Hunter went high and got the rebound about the elbow. And, you know, if I'm defending him, I'm thinking, he's not going to jump up and shoot that from there. He's going to take it to the basket. And that's exactly what he did. And that gets you in foul trouble.
First free throw, a little flat.
It was.
That foul is on Cohen Blankenship, his first. Team foul number four, so Liberty's going to be, from here on out, shooting two. Paxton's second free throw, that's no good. Ingram with the rebound.
Well, that's the best defense against him so far, is putting him at the free throw line. The rest of it doesn't work very good.
Carson Walker out top. Blankenship catches. Now the Liberty's got Paxton out top. Reaching in, getting away with it, Carter Ellett, as Walker takes it top of the key. Now skips it over to Ingram. Ingram to Curley. Curley spins. Short jumper up, no good. Addy rebound. Kicks it out to Walker. Hits the three.
Well, Lakers just kind of hanging in there, Gary, keeping it within striking distance.
4:31 to go in the third. 40-31, your score, Liberty. We're back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right, it's our friends and family sale. We've been so busy in January during our sale, we've decided to extend our friends and family sale through the whole month of February. Friends and family pricing, and only at Taylor Grubaugh dealerships.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Shooting two. Drayton has 6 points. First one is good.
You know, we've had Drayton's been around, you know, get this one here. You got some big plays. Ava.
Walker.
Abby gets it for Ingram. Ingram goes in, gets it out to Curley. Curley, a good looking three. That's really good. Ingram with the rebound. Ingram back out to Curley. Curley gets it to Ingram. Ingram goes up. That's going to be three on one. I'm sorry. 22, Jason Ingram. Ingram down with 4 points. Second three. Ingram makes the bullet. It's a 41-33 ball game. 3:05 to go in the third. Ingram up.
Is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
We'll be starting off in finish back up and we'll pick this up.
Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
It's Class 3, District 9 basketball on
96.9 The Fox.
53-40 as we get the shot underway, looking at the basketball and quick foul. That would have been a good one. Seven. 58, just 2 seconds in. Licking brings it in to Curley, Buckner for three. Top of the key, hits the rim, not good. Made a good move, and Liberty basketball, Alex Kuhn. This is the inbound coach. Kuhn goes up, and scores in the pass. Well, that might be a coach here. $55.40, $7.37 to go. Alex Boone to the it is for either team. Alex Dean picks up. This is third. So Parker with three, Alex with three, Drayton Wallace with three. Making runs of the end, Blankenship. Blankenship, there's a lane. Kicks it out. Up there. Early. Ball puts the three up. No good. Parker. Two gets the lead. And they're up. You're up 16. District game. So this one's kind of say, this one is going to go for the high. It's going to be
Birchtree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Part City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Part City Auto Parts.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
Welcome back. Liberty with the basketball. Ulsterman puts the shot up. No good. Quite an exchange right there.
Eagles had four shots there. Couldn't get one of them down.
And the foul. That's going to be on Ellett.
That is?
That's his third. freshman. You know, I mean,
yeah, it doesn't look like a freshman.
No.
Well, of course, that's the last thing you want to do is
stop the clock,
put licking at the line, and give them a chance to get some.
Especially Walker.
And it's a 12-point game with 5 minutes to go. A
lot of time. Carson Walker's first one is good. Walker now with 15 points in the game. He'll get another crack at it right here. Up, and he makes them both. 10-point ball game, 58-48 Liberty.
Oh,
and
looks like they called Palm on the ball on 10 with nobody within half court of him. I just saw the signal. I didn't see him palm it.
Yeah, I looked down to see how many points, and so a Liberty turnover. Licking basketball, Carson Walker. Out top. And that's another foul on Carter Ellis. Right now, Carter's getting schooled by Carson Walker.
Well, he's a little quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, feel that old saying, you know, when you're a big underdog like that, the longer they let you stay
with the ignorant.
You know, that's kind of a.
There's a lot of truth to it, though.
Well, there's a lot of truth to it, but I mean, you know, it's just a fact, I guess. The longer you let them, I mean, they start believing they can beat you, and then, so, you know, these of course, big free throws.
Well, he's been pretty solid, and he hit the first one. Makes it a single possession game, and that will get Ellett out, and Wells. Or Paxton Hunter comes back out on the floor. Second one is good. Carson Walker, he's 4 for 4 here in the fourth, and it's an 8-point ball game. 4:43 to go in regulation. Alex Toon out top. Drive, shoots, can't get it to fall. Paxton Hunter shoots, can't get it to fall. Gets the rebound, 2 rebounds, and puts it in.
Big difference maker when you offensive rebound like that.
Walker again goes up and in. He just shot over the top of Wells that time, a little like a teardrop.
Yeah, you got to think here pretty quick. Coach Harrell's going to have to put Walker tune back in. Yeah, I would think.
Four. He's got 4 fouls. 4:20 to go, and it's a 8-point lead. So you know, and again, these games. For the 4 minutes, 20 seconds, it'll take, what, 15, 20 minutes to play this?
Well, I don't know. If anybody's got as many of them as in foul trouble, I don't think either one of them's got that deep of a bench. Because there can be several here go out pretty quick in foul trouble.
Well, Ingram's been on the bench. I'm wondering if Jason Ingram is about to come in for licking.
Well, I would think that's probably, to me, that's a no-brainer. If you're down 8 with 4 minutes to go, you got to put him in, I'd think. But, you know, Licky's still hanging around, but here lately it's been at the free throw line. That's what's kept him.
Yeah, the clock stops.
Clock stopped, and it's keeping them within striking distance. But Liberty, on the other hand, you know, they've on the offensive boards, that's where they've scored the last couple free buckets. So
Liberty's been outscored in the fourth. 12-7.
Well said.
Two threes. Logan Buckner, big threes. Liberty basketball, 4:20 to go in regulation. Paxton Hunter, Alex Toon, Wayne Altermat, Drayton Wells, Cooper Holden on the floor. Alex out top. Oh, he had. Kicks it out to Altermat. Holden. Holden rolls it right back to Alex, too. Out top, Walker with the defense. Kicks it to Altermat for 3. Boom. Good.
Same action, just penetrating, kicking it out.
Walker drives, gets it to Curley. Curley to Ingram. Ingram drives in, dishes it off. Shot up and in. Count it. And that's 80. He's got six now. 63-54, Liberty. 3:30 to go. Alex Toon out top. Looks for a lane. Gets it to Blaine Altermat. Reverses it back to Alex. Alex Toon picked up by Carson Walker.
Five.
At 5 seconds. And it was.
Well, you got Parker Toon coming back in the game, but Hunter's going out.
Well, that's, you know.
The offense, defense, maybe.
When the defense can pushes you behind that volleyball line, now you got help. Walker for the Wildcats. To Ingram, he's at the elbow. Backs it out. Gets it to Buckner. Buckner's going to shoot another three off the glass and in. Three in a row.
6 point game.
He's 3 for 3. 63-57. Two possession ball game. Liberty kicks it out to Cooper. And there's a steal by Eddie. Eddie goes all the way up and in for two. 63-59. It's a 4 point ball game. Ellett's going to check in. Next stop. Alex Toon drives. He's fouled by Carson Walker. I have that as Walker's first.
Well, now he's protesting the call. I think the call was pretty obvious. But when he's pleading his case, that was his fifth.
So Paxton Hunter comes in for Altermat. So you've got
Sergeant Five back out there now for the first time in quite a while.
Yeah. 2:24 to go. Liberty's got to get it in, and they get it to Parker, and Liberty turns it over.
Well, these district games, Gary, here we are. 2:22 left, a four-point game, and you feel the pressure, you feel the heat a lot more right now. Than
Parker Toon with four fouls. Alex Toon with four fouls. Carter Ellett with four fouls.
And Liberty's going man-to-man.
Carter Ellett out top. Walker pulls up for three. It's up, no good. Tip, and Licking keeps possession. The crowd's gotten into it for the Wildcats. Tipped out of bounds by Parker Toon. It'll stay with Licking. Liberty crowd's kind of quieting down. Yeah. Licking crowd's really got into it. You miss it? You miss this right here?
These are the kind of games, yeah, you'd like to be. You'd like to be down there.
Ingram. Brings it in to Walker. Carson going to drive. Kicks it to Ingram in the corner. Ingram gets it to Addy. Addy back out top. Curley for three. Up off the rim, no good. Ellett gets the rebound and finds Alex Toon. Under 2 minutes to go. 63-59.
And this is where Licking needs to be thinking about fouling.
Yep, man-to-man defense. Yeah, they've got some fouls to give. Kicks it to Ellett. Ellett. Brings it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon guarded by Sterling. Gets by, bounces it to Wells. Drayton right there at the rim. Puts it on the floor. Lane shoots. Oh, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out. Ellett shoots. Can't get it to go. And it'll be controlled by Licking. Walker pops a three. Good.
Wow.
One-point ball game. 70 seconds to go. 63-62. Licking has outscored Liberty here in the fourth. There's 12, 16, 18, 22, 7 to 10.
Well, you know, if you're Liberty, out of what you have, 3 or 4 point bank looks down there, you missed like 3 or 4. I mean, point blank. Well, they were contested. That's going to say they were wide open or anything. But they got offensive rebounds, contested, put it back up. It just, the ball just wouldn't go in.
Yeah.
Only Licking came down with it. And these, see, you're, you know, Liberty's still ahead, but now.
The momentum has shifted.
Well, definitely. And, you know, the pressure's over here with the top seed. That's the. They're playing with that extra pressure, so we'll see how they handle it here. And Licking's got what? They've got one more foul to give before Liberty would be shooting.
I would look for them to just take care of that as quick as possible. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't yet. I mean, you may need it. You may get ahead and need it later.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, they just got a possession where they got the ball, so I think they'll play it straight up for a while anyway.
Licking. We'll get back on defense. Man, they stayed in their man-to-man the entire game.
They have.
Alex Stone at the corner. Brings it back out behind the volleyball line, working against Carson Walker. Gets by, and there's a foul. That's going to be two on Walker again. Now everybody will, well, that's just going to be their fourth. So, yeah, now everybody's going to be shooting free throws here on out.
Well, the last couple of possessions, it's been pretty much Parker Toon and the dribbling show out here, you know, trying to penetrate and kick off or handle the ball, and looks like he's going to get it back again.
Alex Toon out top. Alex has been held to 6-10 points in the game. Alex out top, works against Walker, goes to the rim, and he's fouled. That's going to be on Addy. And Alex will shoot two. Down to 36 seconds.
And that's his last two?
He made his last one. He's missed two. He's 3-for-5 in the game. Oh, misses that one. That was the big one right there. That would make it a full, that'd make it a full possession. Now the pressure. You feel it. What'd you tell me one time on the golf course? What day? That's what day the pressure, right?
For a dollar.
Second one rattles home, so Liberty gets it. 64-62, licking with the basketball. 30 seconds to go. Ingram, right back to Walker.
Looks like Walker's wanting to take the shot.
He does. Shoot. And it's short. Parker Toon gets the rebound. And gets it to Alex soon. Alex is fouled with 15 seconds to go, and that's going to be 5 on Ingram. And Alex soon goes back to the line.
And Solomon's just now coming back in. He got his fourth foul a long time ago, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. But, you know, Licking kind of went on this run with him on the bench. 15 seconds to go. First one is no good.
It's the back of the rim. 15.8 seconds. Licking has one timeout left.
Liberty has two. Second free throw is up, and it's good. It's a three-point ball game. And Liberty will use a timeout. We'll keep it here with 15 seconds. You know, now you got 15 seconds. That's plenty of time to run something and get a good look.
Right, and here's your old dilemma again. Some people say foul them.
Yeah.
You know, foul them and put them at the line. You got a three-point game. If you do that, of course, you don't want to do it. You want to do it as late as you can, and then, you know, get kids to teach them how to do that. I don't know.
Did you ever call that, you know, hey, all right, there's 15 seconds, they got the ball. When it gets under 10, foul them.
I don't know that I did with a three-point lead to keep them from getting a three, but yes, you do that. But, you know, the dilemma here is, you know, Wells is inside. You know, really what I think you'd want to do, in most cases, is take it to the basket. You're down three. Take it to the basket.
Yeah.
Try to get a two with 16 seconds. And, of course, Liberty may be thinking, you know, we're going to switch all the screens and we're going to make sure we're in their face when they shoot a three if they don't foul. So there's just a lot of different ways you can play this, and nobody knows what you should have done until it's all over.
Right?
Yeah.
The three shooters for Licking that's out there, you got Walker, Buckner, who's hit three in a row, and then, of course, Curlin. Walker will catch the inbound, be picked up by Carter Ellis. Gives it back, splits two defenders, and the layup is good. 4.4 seconds to go. 1 point ball game.
There's that Licking had that last timeout. If they hadn't had that timeout, that would have been game over.
Now, if you're Licking, would you foul?
What you probably want to do, to me, you face guard, you drop the guy off the inbounder back deep so they can't go deep on you. Tell everybody else to face guard. And if they get it inbounds, foul them, okay? At least try to get it. Or, you know, you can just kind of, what you might just tell your kids is when they're setting up to throw it in, hey, get handsy with them on the inbounds. You want to grab a hold of their jersey or whatever. And if they call a foul, fine. But if they don't, you're going to impede them a little bit and maybe get a steal.
Yeah.
So you don't care. You know, you really don't care if you get a foul on the inbound.
You don't want it to be Jeff Sullen. He's got four fouls. But
I would say this. If Sullen's man catches the ball, he's got a foul, he's got four.
You would want to deny Alex soon because he's kind of had the hot hand from the line.
I just think you deny all of them if you want to try to get a steal. But we'll see how Licking plays it.
Wells is going to be on the bench, and Alterbat comes in for him.
And they have a man up on the ball, so that one's going to we got him straight. They're not going to get the throw. They're not going to throw it deep.
And they get it
there
to Alex, and 3.7 seconds. Alex Stone will shoot two.
So 0.7 seconds ran off.
And it will just, if he makes them both, it will just make it a 3-point game.
Right. Of course, you think that's probably about the only kind of shot Licking is going to get off, too, is a three.
Liberty has, both teams really have struggled. Licking has, it was perfect the second half from the line. They're 6-6. First free throw, good. And all Liberty's last half dozen games has all went just like this.
Well, you know, we talked about before we went on. They have four conference games. They won by 1, 2, 3, and 4. They're the Chiefs from 2 years ago, but they find a way to win. That's the important thing.
Second free throw, good. Alex makes them both. 67-64. Currently catches from the free throw line. No good. Liberty escapes. The Licking Wildcats, 67-64, and wow, you know, at one point, the largest lead of the night was 16 points.
Right. Yeah, and that was, I think that was late third quarter, Gary. May have been early fourth, but late third, early fourth. And, you know, it's hard to teach kids this, but, you know, there at the end, they took the shot from half court. They had time to get a better shot. Kids always thinking that's stuff you should work on as a coach. You can go quite a ways in 4 seconds, especially when you inbound the ball like free throw line extended. That needs to be criticized. But he could have went further before he shot that.
I watched Liberty lose a game in the Liberty tournament years ago with 1.7 seconds on the clock, and they were able to get it. I mean, it was a long pass.
Right.
It was the inbound pass came to half court, and then the next pass, as soon as he touched it, he was able to toss it, hit the three, Licking one.
Yeah. So I'm sure Liberty is breathing a big sigh of relief because that was probably very nerve wracking for the fans and Coach Harrell, I'm sure. And you got to give the Licking Wildcats credit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, by gosh, you know, down. And really, watching the game, Gary, for about three quarters, I'm thinking, you know, there's no way watching both teams and how they play and the talent. I'm thinking, you know, I don't think this is going to be that close a game. And Licking they just hung right in there. They made free throws and made plays. And obviously they still believe that they had a chance, and that's the way they played.
Well, they made it a ball game for sure. Going through the scoring for Licking, Carson Walker, 25. Conway Addy had 8. Fitton Corley had 12. Logan Buckner with 9, and that all came in the fourth. He was 3 for 3 and then kind of went cold. Jason Ingram finishes with 7. And for the Liberty Eagles, Parker Toon, 13. Alex Toon, 14. Carter Ellett, 8. Paxton Hunter, 11. Lane Ultramat, 12, and Drayton Wells 9. You know, you look at that and you go, wow, that's pretty good balance.
That's hard to beat right there. When you've got that many, we got 4 double figures and 2 guys, another guy with 8, another guy with 9. You can't, as a coach, you love to see that. You really do when you've got that much scoring for those that many people.
Well, and the story, I think what, you know, you can look back and it was, you know, turnovers. Liberty had I've got them at unofficial, 13 turnovers. Licking did a much better job. They had 8.
Right.
But again, you know, Carson Walker, a really good point guard. They do a good job protecting the basketball, but, you know, just missed opportunities. Liberty made the free throws when it most mattered, but, you know, 8 missed free throws in the second half, 10 overall. If you just make half of those.
Right, yeah. We say stuff that people...
Oh, it's easy now.
Well, we say stuff that, well, we know, but, you know, free throws are... Obviously, free throws are very important. Usually, we don't see... teams have to shoot a good percentage usually to win the game, and there are too many missed opportunities, and, you know, they just... I will say this about there, the last couple of sessions, I thought Liberty really did a good job at when Licking got the ball, what was it, with 15 seconds,
yeah,
whenever they had got it down here. They really did. Ella was guarding Walker. I noticed that. Coach Harrell had the height on the fan, and you think about that, that's good coaching because... You know, you think, well, high, low, and bump. They give up the drive, you know, because the kid's quicker than me. But, no, he's worried about the three-point shot, so he's got the tall kid on him. So I think it's things like that sometimes people don't see that coaches do. And I think that was a good move by him because it was tough for Walker to really get a good look off that life down there then.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that adds up. And that's why it's great to have you up here with us, you know, because the perspective, you know, you kind of look at it through multiple lenses. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at it from a fan, you look at it from a player, you look at it from a coach. And there's subtleties in a game, you know, where a coach, you know, that you can't play, you can't dribble, you can't shoot. All you can do is kind of prepare, and then things that you see, like you just had pointed out, you know, a 3 will tie it, a 2 will not.
Right.
And, or a 3 will beat it, a 2 will tie it. And it's,
well, and as I think back on that, though, too, you think about this, he ended up shooting a layup, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
He did.
So,
and then Liberty was up 1.
And in a way, I'm thinking both teams did the right thing. You know, the best thing for Liberty there was, though, it took them that long to get down there and make the layup. They took so much time off the clock before you ended up taking the layup.
Yeah.
So, but I think the kid did the right thing by getting the layup. So, yeah, there's something like you can do everything right still. Things aren't going to come out. You know, you can draw the best play up in the world for your kids, and they can miss a wide open layup. And you know,
well,
just part of it.
It's easier to coach here than down there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't feel one way or the other after that. My pet peeve that I was going to say about tonight.
Yeah.
Whatever happened, you know, the football coaches started this years ago.
Yeah, no.
You get a program football. Okay, no weight. No height, nothing.
I hate it.
And now we've got a basketball program.
No height.
No height. I don't know what the is it like a trade secret? I think coaches, when they scout, they see you play enough. They know about how tall you are.
Yeah.
So why do we need to? So anyway, that's just my.
I mean, I miss that. You know, I mean, it's changed. The game has changed, but here's my thought. You know, now everybody's kind of running a 4 out or a 5 out. It's a dribble drive or it's a 3. But this is, if you just look around the state at the teams that are constantly in the conversation,
mm-hmm,
they're not. Now, and you know, I don't want people to think, oh, I'm totally against the 4-out, 5-out. No, I think there's a place for it in a game at times. But, you know, you don't see – that's why it's pleasure Licking. You know, they play man-to-man. You don't see a lot of teams anymore play man-to-man. You don't see a lot of teams anymore making the extra pass, you know, or you know, being committed with we're gonna work from the inside out. Every trick down the floor, we're gonna work from the inside out, unless of course, you know, you just got something given to you. But it's changed so much, you know. Back in the day, you know, coaches always, it was a, you had a tie and you had a jacket, you know, sharp dressed men. Players, a lot of coaches made their players wear ties. There was a strict dress code. It's just a lot of things have really changed, and it's different.
Kids don't shower anymore. I mean, really.
No,
I just couldn't imagine putting my kids through a 2.5 hour practice and just drenching in sweat and just putting their clothes on and going home.
It used to be mandatory. It's like, I mean, well, your coach made
that's
you.
Just changed, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, a lot of things have changed, but still, it's a game of, you know, the teams that are going to win are normally going to be the teams that are more fundamentally sound. And that's why, and I, you know, we're about to get out of here and let Marty and Larry get on, but, you know, Matt Pitts took over for Cliff. Cliff built a really good thing and handed it off, and Matt has he's pushed it even further. And, you know, Willow Springs here that's coming up, you know,
Dustin's
doing a really good job. So this is going to be a dandy one, folks, and it's coming up next. Coach, thanks for hanging out with me, man.
Thanks.
We'll see you tomorrow on the golf course.
I wish.
All right, coming up next. Larry and Marty Spitz with Willow Springs and the Thayer Bobcats.
Class 3 District 9 basketball on the Fox 96.9 is brought to you by Missouri Ozarks Community Health, Simmons Bank, Town and Country Supermarket, Town and Country Bank, Friends Fitness and Performance, and People's Community Bank.
I'm loving with my muffin. I'm not lying. I'm just stunning. well, I pray.